Okay, guys. So, December 31st of last year, 2009, I had just done my first headlining stand-up set at Mobtown Theater, and I was at the Cheesecake Factory after the show with my short punk rock, straight edge, Green Party member, feminist lady friend who and who I'd been friends with for 3 years, and I was finally going to tell her after being hopelessly in love with her from afar and not having the courage to actually do it, tell her. I was finally going to tell her that night after the show. Or I was, until I found out accidentally through her that my best friend at the time and my roommate actually had gone out with her the month before behind my back and hadn't told me. And I found out because she asked me if she thought she should call him and say she wasn't interested. And I obviously didn't say anything right then, but I was just so, like, my guts just started turning in knots as she continued to describe, like, to some of our other friends, this mix CD that he had made for her of bands. And I was literally just dying inside. So I went back to my apartment and had a borderline confrontation with him where I said, "You betrayed me," because he had known I'd been in love with her for this entire time and still did it. And we had one conversation that night, and then 5 days go by of complete silence. We have another conversation that consisted of him screaming obscenities at me and somehow saying that I would caused him to go behind my back, which logic's not his forte. And then again in April, and this was in January, and then again in April, we had another confrontation where I told him I didn't want to live with him anymore, and he screamed obscenities at me again and stormed off. And this is in April of last year, and I still hadn't told this girl how I really felt, truly. So I decided, while I'm living in fear of my roommate hiding in my room all the time, that I was going to tell her. And so I decided I can beat a mixtape. I'm going to write a song. So I sat in my room with a guitar and decided I was going to write a song and tell her everything I'd ever wanted to say. And for me, because I can't really express myself so much in words, really, but I can express myself through song and through music. And the first line when I write a song is always the hardest to come by. But so I'm sitting there trying to think of this line, and then the line comes to me, and it's, "If I knew more about music theory, I would write you a symphony." It's as if John Lennon's ghost had high-fived me. And in the first verse, I described this perfect symphony that I would write if I had the ability to. And it said it would have violins and violas, cellos and double bass, which is a reference to a vocal exercise we did because we were both theater majors at Towson University. And I just said actually that it would replace canon in D as a standard, because canon D to me is like the ultimate, like, love piece of classical music. And then in the second verse, I got a little more postmodern and started to reference everything that me and her had ever liked or shared in common. I referenced this obscure independent movie called SLC Punk, the playwright Elmer Rice, because we were both in The Adding Machine, his great absurdist work. And I referenced the band The Starting Line, which is the first concert we ever went to, and the band Antiflag, which I have a very good memory of me and her after the show. They were playing Let It Be by the Beatles, and me and her kind of danced to it. And it's funny because she's 4'11". And I'm like 6'7", so I write this song, and at the end, this is really embarrassing, but at the end I recorded dialogue from the movie When Harry Met Sally. Specifically the conversation where Harry goes, "I've been doing a lot of thinking, and the thing is, I love you." "What?" I love you. How do you expect me to respond to this? How about you love me too? Because I really wanted that sort of Disney ending where, like, we would kiss and time would stop and fireworks would go off for no reason. I recorded this song, walked to her apartment, showed up completely unexpected, gave it to her, and I also gave her a drumstick that I had caught at one of Anti-Flag's shows from their drummer. And I explained to her what it was, and she was speechless. And I left, and 2 weeks went by, I didn't hear anything. And I went to her solo show and gave her a single red rose. 2 more weeks went by, I didn't hear anything. And then I got a message on Facebook that said, amongst other things, I appreciate your efforts and the honesty you've come to with yourself and me, but I can't reciprocate it. And I read that at 7 o'clock in the morning and then immediately had to put on my red shirt and go to work at Target. And I don't mean to vilify her, because she's not a bad person. She did care, but I just didn't feel appreciated getting a message over Facebook. And I kind of, and it, I used to, and it took me 7 months of going to therapy to get over it, really. And therapy is like when I, basically what I did was pay a very nice older woman to pretend to listen to my problems. But I can go down to the block and get the same thing. And that would probably help me more. So I carried this sort of bitterness for like a year. And I was definitely thinking about it when I auditioned for a short film called Hushed, where I did a monologue. And basically, I was talking to her in the monologue, and I got the part. And I was thinking about it while we were shooting that movie over the summer of last year. And I was thinking about it when the director called me last month and said that we got into the Cannes Film Festival and we were going to France. I leave next month. I've never been so excited, and I will definitely be thinking about her when I send her pictures of me on the French Riviera. I love you, Baltimore. Thank you.